he can handle it.
Listen to that. It's unholy.
I know. I've been there.
Not like this, sucker. It was never like this.
Kill me. Hey, kill me. Por favor. Portanse bien. Okay?
Yeah. Por favor.
Knock it off.
Yelled at you kids so much, I'm losing my voice. Hey, that's not a toy. It's actually a very small dead man.
Dr. Max, how did he die?
Who?
The little man.
He bugged me while I was trying to examine his mother.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the day. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Dr. Weston is calling the lab for your test results, and we'll take it from there.
Doctor, help me. I have no arms.
Well, if you're really quiet, they'll grow back.
Armando, mijo, please go sit down.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Maxine?
Oh, hello, Dr. Weston.
Hi, Mrs. Herrera. How are you?
You tell me.
Everybody pull in. We have a lollipop invasion in the waiting room. Wow. Philip.
Anna, could you excuse us a moment?
Why?
Anna, please go help Dr. Weston with the kids. Not bad, huh?
Well, your white count's pretty high, and I'm not too thrilled with this liver function test. Let me check something. Now, tell me what you feel.
I feel I should go to a different doctor.
Yeah, my guess is gallbladder. You may need surgery. I'm sending you to the hospital for some tests.
Well, I have some vacation days coming at the end of the month.
Marta, this can't wait. I went ahead and scheduled you for 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Mama, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing, sweetheart. I just have to go into the hospital for some tests.
What kind of tests?
She'll be fine.
Dr. Mom?
Yes?
I learned a story. You want to hear it?
No.
Okay. Time there's a little boy in the back in Hickory.
Laverne!
Somebody burning tires in here?
Oh, Sophia, you little tease. These are my new delectable fat-free, sugar-free, wheat-free, low-sodium cookies. What do you think I should call them?
Crap Ahoy.
Oh, whoa, cookies. Big lunch.
Hey, Howie, you have any plans for Saturday night?
No.
Wrong, you have a hot date with me. It's the annual Shady Pines Dance.
Oh, sounds like fun.
It's a blast. Last year we had disco night. The theme was staying alive. And at the end of the evening, everyone who did got a prize.
What's the theme this year?
It's a hoedown, Slim. We'll be square dancing the night away.
Square dancing?
What's the matter? You don't like square dancing?
Not really.
Why, Daddy? It'll be fun.
It's all right, Carol. I'll just be sitting alone in my room, pulling petals off my corsage. He dozy doze. He dozy don't.
Okay, all right, no, it's all right. All right, Sophia, I'll pick you up at 8.
Great. Happy trails.
Yeah. Okay, that's great to hear. I gotta tell you, it's like, what did I do to get into this?
Daddy, what do you have against square dancing?
Carol, I had a rather traumatic experience once when I was in junior high. They marched us all into the gym and told us we're gonna play basketball. Then the music started. We had 47 girls and 48 boys, and somebody had to dance with Coach Nubbin.
Oh, Daddy, it couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, come on. I mean, everybody laughed at me, and they called me Coach's Cowgirl.
Well, kids can be cruel.
Coach Nubbin started it.
Doorbell this early in the morning, you better be prepared for what you're about to see. Marsh, what's wrong?
I'm sorry, Dr. Douglas, but I didn't know what else to do. The kids were supposed to stay with my neighbor, but her little boy came down with the chicken pox, so I need to ask you a big favor.
Oh, please tell me you want me to drive them to their uncle's house.
Their uncle lives in Cuba. Do you have a boat?
Okay. Okay, leave them here.
Are you sure it's okay?
We'll be fine.
Thank you. Okay, my babies.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye.
I'll come see you on my rounds.
Gracias. Now, you kids, be good.
Okay, I'm going back to bed. You guys can play a game called Let's See Who Can Be Quiet the Longest.
We haven't had breakfast.
You lose.
Breakfast!
Okay.
Breakfast!
Come on.
Breakfast!
Breakfast! I can do breakfast. All right, tell me what they like.
Ooh, tough choice. Mustard or baking soda?
I'll have the baking soda. I'm saving the mustard for company.
Dr. Max, is this your husband?
I know. Hey, Max, did you get the kids off to school okay?
Apparently. First, I had to take them to IHOP for breakfast. Then I had to take them back home and hose the syrup off of them. I'm halfway to school when I realized I left one of the twins at home.
Maxine.
Well, Harry, it wasn't my fault. I thought I had two. The other one kept moving around in the back seat.
So, how's their mom doing?
Better than me. She's in a nice, quiet recovery room, whacked out on painkillers.
Dr. Douglas, it's Armando's school on line one.
Oh, my God, what's wrong?
He's under his desk a-crying. He says it's his birthday and no one sent cupcakes.
This is Dr. Douglas. Hey, slow down. I am a little too old to be yelled at by the principal. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, could you tell him nobody forgot his birthday? Yeah, there's a surprise party for him tonight.
Oh, how sweet. You planned him a surprise party.
Yeah, be in my place at 8. Surprise!
I'm ready, Daddy! Lesson time!
I'm not coming down.
Daddy, trust me, you will have a lot more fun tomorrow night if you know what you're doing. Besides, you promised Sophia.
I can't believe you're making me wear this.
You look so cute, and look what else I got you.
feel ridiculous.
Daddy, everyone will be dressed like this. No one will make fun of you.
It's the sheriff of Dorkville.
I'm teaching Daddy to square dance.
Cool. Can I do the call? I do it all the time on the ship. I also do Simon Says.
Fine. Let's just get this over with.
Okay. Simon Says, hands on head.
Not that.
Okay. Look, Daddy. I'm your partner, and the coat rack is your corner.
You're making me dance with a coat rack?
No, Daddy. Dreyfus is dancing with the coat rack. You're dancing with me.
I guess he got first choice.
Okay. Hit it, Charlie. Now, Daddy, just do what I do.
Body your partner. Now, body your corner. All on left of your corner. Now, do-si-do your partner.
That's it, Daddy.
Now, do-si-do one more time. The babes in Kenya are looking fine.
Charlie, what are you doing?
Sorry, I guess I got distracted.
I'll do the call. You dance with Daddy.
Howdy, cowgirl.
Oh, God, goodness.
It's my birthday. It's nobody else's birthday. It's my birthday.
Anna, hand me those thumbtacks.
Mama, knock it off. I'm trying to watch TV. Don't watch TV. Watch me. It's my birthday.
Anna, hand me those thumbtacks.
Get the
Anna, I didn't ask him. I asked you.
I want to see my mother.
I told you, she can't have visitors yet.
Why not?
Don't worry. She's fine. We'll go see her tomorrow.
Marlo, look what we got you for your birthday.
Oh, my God, get that thing out of my house.
Oye, ¿dónde hallaron ese víbora? Afuera. No se puede quedar. ¿Por qué?
Hey, excuse me. Is somebody making arrangements to get that thing out of my house?
This is the best birthday ever.
Thank you so much. Here. Here's a goodie bag. And here. Here's one for the snake.
Great. You made him cry on his birthday.
Big deal. I always cry on my birthday.
I studied the art of clowning one summer in Paris. Now, which clown should I be? The merry clown? Or the distraught clown? Or how about the clown who's laughing on the outside but is really a satire on neo-fascism in post-war France?
Which one has the big floppy shoes?
Hey, doctor, why don't you do one of your famous magic tricks? You've got your beautiful assistant right here. Now watch carefully as the great Westoni makes the spoon disappear.
All right. All right, now. Does anybody know the magic words?
Abracadabra.
Thank you, little girl. All right, Abracadabra.
I can see it in his sleep.
Go to bed.
The cake. That's a good idea. Doctor, where are your candles?
Candles? Forgot the candles.
Don't you have anything?
Well, there's a couple of road flares in the garage.
Give me esa tonta.
Hey. Con cuidado, por favor.
Okay, Harry, I can handle this. You know, you haven't exactly been a big help around here.
Why should I help you? You don't even want us here. I mean, you invite a bunch of stupid people here we don't even know.
Hey, well, if you don't like this party, you don't have to be part of it.
Fine.
Hey.
Outside.
Maybe that's the real clown.
Good guess, kid.
Hey, let's get this party started. I brought the brewskis.
Charlie, this is a children's party.
I brought lights.
Wait, Max.
What? Harry, she got away. I'm going to get my car and check her neighborhood.
Dr. Mash, did you find my sister?
No, Armando, I'm sorry.
Oh, can I have a room?
Oh, what do you mean? I mean, that's her. Laverne.
Hello, Dr. Douglas.
Who wants to play Tim the Tail on the Donkey?
I do.
Okay, Charlie, stand over there and stick out your butt. They love me.
Harry, can I see you a minute?
I know. Let's play Guess Who. I'll go first. I am an American poet of confessional verse. I often use bizarre images to express my sense of victimization by men. Who am I?
Okay, you win. You're the donkey.
What's wrong, doctor?
That was the hospital. Marta's hemorrhaging. They're rushing her back into surgery. What are you doing here? I've been looking all over for you.
They won't let me see her. Mama!
Oh, Mija.
Marta, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay.
How are the kids?
They're fine. They're home eating cake. You know, you forgot to tell me this was Armando's birthday.
Dr. Douglas? Armando's birthday's in June.
Let's go. Sorry, miss. You'll have to wait here.
No!
Anna, you can't.
Let me go! I hate you!
I know. Let me go.
Let me go.
Hey, not my face. Oh, look. They're thinking about making a movie out of Mr. Ed. I bet they get Arnold Schwarzenegger to play Ed. Wilbur, I'll be back. You're probably not laughing because you're too young to remember the show. See, Mr. Ed was this horse who talked. But here's a complication. He only talked to Wilbur. Well, you can imagine the hijinks. Okay, Anna. I know you don't like me.
You got that right.
Well, hey, I'm sorry. But I'm not too good at this mother thing. I mean, I'm better with cats. Now, if you get a hairball, I'm your gal.
Is she gonna die?
Of course not.
Don't say of course not. I mean, how am I supposed to know? Nobody's telling me anything.
Well, that's because your mother didn't want to worry you.
Yeah, well, it didn't work.
Okay, look. They did surgery this morning, and they thought everything was fine, but then she started bleeding internally, and to be honest, that can be pretty dangerous. But they caught it immediately, and she has an excellent chance of recovery.
But what if something else happens?
I don't think it will. But I can promise you this. Whatever I know, you'll know. Hey, you want to go downstairs and pick up something for your mom from the gift shop?
Sure.
Good. And while we're there, we can get a present for Armando's birthday.
And bow to your partner.
Call it a day, Buckaroo. We're back at the bunkhouse. You, get along, little doggy.
Wow, that was quite a night.
So how come you didn't ride in the calico bull?
Sophia, it's very dangerous. Didn't you see all the people who fell off?
Imagine how bad it would have been if they plugged it in. Anyway, Harry, you're a great sport.
Yeah, well, you know, it was my pleasure. I have to admit, boy, I had a great night. But, you know, when you first invited me to a dance, I kind of pictured us gliding across the floor, dancing cheek to cheek.
Harry, the only way we'll be cheek to cheek is if I stand behind you.
Mm-hmm. right, come on, let's go. What do you say? What about it, Sophia? May I have this dance?
I thought you'd never ask.
Are you guys expecting your mother or Ziggy Marley?
We ran out of icing. My birthday cake!
Son, you have a serious problem. Come in. On the way home.
Dr. Douglas, thank you. I hope they weren't too much trouble.
No, they were just the right amount of trouble. Wait, don't forget your cake. Sorry, it's lopsided. Kids baked it.
You baked it. Want to sleep over at our house?
Okay, bye-bye. See you in a minute, guys. Look at this place. A ninja turtle. Which one are you? Frosting Head. Well, guess it's just you and me, Frosting Head. They've come for you. Hide.
Here's Michael Richards on his...